Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Prosper. How to Prepare for the Future and Create a World Worth Inheriting is a nonfiction guide by Chris Martinson and Adam Taggart that blends economics, sustainability, and personal preparedness. Positioned as a follow-up to The Crash Course, it argues that the next few decades will be shaped by major pressures in the economy, energy systems, and environment, and that people should respond by building resilience rather than relying on conventional assumptions about growth and stability. The book is not a general self-help title, but a practical framework for readers who want to understand systemic risk and translate that understanding into concrete life choices. Its purpose is both analytical and advisory. It explains why the authors expect disruption, then lays out ways to strengthen personal, social, and material capacity to adapt. The result is a prepper adjacent, but more structured and socially grounded about preparing for uncertainty. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 3S is the book's core model of future risk, a defining feature of Prosper, is its use of the 3Es, economy, energy, and environment, as the lens through which the future is interpreted. The authors argue that these systems are tightly linked, so problems in one area reinforce stress in the others. Economic fragility is not presented as an isolated cycle, but as a condition shaped by debt, resource limits, and ecological strain. This is what gives the book its distinctive tone. It does not treat planning as a matter of personal optimism or pessimism, but as a response to structural change. Readers are asked to think in systems rather than in headlines. That approach makes the book more than a warning about recession or climate change alone. It frames modern prosperity as dependent on inputs and conditions that may no longer be reliable at the same scale, which is why the authors push resilience as the proper answer. Secondly, resilience is treated as a form of wealth, not just preparedness. The book's central practical argument is that resilience is a better measure of prosperity than conventional consumption or status. Instead of defining wealth only as income or assets, Martinson and Taggart expand the idea into a broader capacity to endure disruption. This is where the 8 types of capital become important: financial, human, social, physical, information, time, ecological, and mental capital. The book uses these categories to show that a household can become stronger in ways that are not dependent on markets or growth. A more resilient person may have fewer vulnerabilities, better relationships, stronger skills, and greater adaptability, even without dramatic income growth. This reframing matters because it shifts the reader away from passive dependence on institutions and toward active capacity building. Prosperity, in this sense, is not a static condition. It is the ability to keep functioning, making choices, and preserving dignity when external systems become less predictable. Thirdly, 8 forms of capital translate uncertainty into concrete action. One of the book's most useful features is that it turns large-scale anxiety into an organizing checklist. The 8 capitals are not presented as abstract theory. They are meant to help readers decide where to invest time and effort. Financial capital includes money and debt management, while human capital points to skills, health, and productivity. Social capital emphasizes trust, community, and mutual aid, which become especially valuable when institutions are strained. Physical and ecological capital draw attention to housing, tools, land, and material self-reliance, while information and time capital recognize the value of knowledge and discretionary capacity. Mental capital adds the often overlooked dimension of emotional steadiness and psychological readiness. The strength of this framework is that it avoids one-dimensional prepping. The book suggests that practical preparation should be diversified, just like a portfolio. By doing so, it makes resilience measurable in daily life rather than only in theory, which is why many readers find it immediately actionable. Fourthly, legacy living connects personal preparation to intergenerational responsibility. Prosper stands out because it links preparedness to an ethical idea of legacy living. The authors are not only concerned with surviving turbulence, they want readers to think about what kind of world and habits they leave behind. That gives the book a broader moral frame than many finance or survival books. Preparation is treated as something that should strengthen families, neighborhoods, and future generations, not just isolate individuals with supplies. This perspective helps explain why the book discusses self-sufficiency alongside community ties and practical stewardship. The emphasis on legacy also softens the potentially harsh tone of collapse-oriented analysis by redirecting attention toward constructive choices. Readers are encouraged to ask whether their actions create durable value or merely short-term comfort. In that sense, the book is as much about responsibility as it is about risk. Its guiding idea is that a worthwhile future is built through present decisions that remain beneficial, even if social and economic conditions worsen. Lastly, a prepper manual with a systems thinking, mainstream adjacent edge, the book occupies an unusual place between alternative economics, sustainability writing, and preparedness literature. It is more concrete than a broad environmental warning and more intellectually structured than a typical survival handbook. At the same time, it is not aimed primarily at casual readers who want a neutral overview of current trends. The material assumes at least some openness to the author's worldview, especially their skepticism toward continued debt-driven growth and fossil fuel dependence. That makes the book most useful for readers seeking a coherent, action-oriented model rather than debate. Its broader appeal comes from the fact that it translates systemic concerns into household-level decisions without requiring specialized training. The writing is designed to move from diagnosis to adaptation, which gives it a practical edge over books that only criticize the present system. For readers interested in economic resilience, sustainable living, and realistic contingency planning, it offers a more integrated approach than most books in any one of those categories. In conclusion, Prosper is best suited to readers who want a serious, systems-based account of why the future may be less stable than the recent past and what can be done about it. It will be most valuable to people interested in economics, sustainability, preparedness, homesteading, family resilience, and long-range planning. Unlike many books in the collapse or prepper genre, it does not focus only on fear, stockpiling, or isolated survival tactics. Instead, it offers a structured framework for understanding risk through the 3S and then responds with the 8 forms of capital and the idea of legacy living. That combination makes it more practical than purely diagnostic books and more intellectually grounded than many action manuals. Readers who apply its ideas can gain a clearer sense of priorities, stronger personal resilience, and a more deliberate approach to finances, skills, relationships, and self-reliance. Its main distinction is that it treats prosperity as adaptive capacity, not just material abundance, which gives the book lasting relevance even for readers who do not accept every part of the author's outlook. If you would like to support Chris Martinson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.